long time no talk, but boy, what another great win for your group. 9 games in 15 nights, and you got it out against a good hockey team. And boy, what a way to cap off this busy stretch.
Yeah, obviously that's huge for our group. I mean, it's so impressive what we've done here this last little stretch. I mean, those games on the road aren't easy. Come back home and we're right back at work. It's true character win, especially like a game like tonight, shutting it down again in the third. It's special here.
Now, I know the other day you had 4 points. In this game, you have one goal, then you had numerous chances, all that. It's not always about points and how you have, you know, developed since you became a Cougar, both aspects, penalty kill, power play. We saw you blocking shots. Like, it just seems, it's almost like you play, if I get points, great, I'm going to do everything I can to get them. However, I'm going to be just as effective at both ends of the ice and make an impact at both ends.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of flashy players in this game nowadays. I mean, I'm not very big. I'm not very fast. I don't have that flash. But I think for me to help the team out, it's just play smart, do everything the right way, and just be reliable in all areas.
Hey, I don't cut yourself short. You got some flash. You were great tonight. The third period, I was talking to Mark about this, and it felt like very similar to what we saw on Wednesday, just kind of locking it down, getting saves from Josh when you needed them. But, boy, when this team sticks to your – when you stick to your structure, it seems like it's a hard team to play against.
Yeah, I think that's our identity we're trying to build here. We're trying to be the hardest team in the league to play against. I mean, again, like we're not – we don't have all the skill in the world, but we have a lot of heart for our group and a lot of, like, I mean, there's so many special people in that room that are willing to do whatever it takes. And obviously you have Rav back there every night. It's easy to play for him. And, yeah, we play good structure. We let him make some easy saves, and he shuts her down for us.
You've only allowed 15 goals in the third period. You've outscored the opposition 29-15 in the third. What is it when the game is on the line, the third period? How is there a different mindset? And I know it's 60 minutes. You got to play the first second. But everybody knows in these close games, and you look around the league at the scores, how close they are. This is no exception. All three of these games this week were one-goal games other than the empty net goals that you had on Tuesday, Wednesday, and here you held on 3-2. What is it about the third period with this team that you're able to be so effective?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just the buy-in. I mean, we got four lines that are rolling. We got 6D right now. It's special to be able to put anyone out there and be able to trust them. So I think just the way we roll, everyone's doing the right thing come third period. We bear down, we make the right play at the right time, and, yeah, we're just playing smart, hard hockey.
How cool is it for you as a veteran to see these young guys, you know, starting to flourish as we continue? We think of guys like Jack Finnegan and Phoenix Cahill. It probably seems like contagious for these guys that are coming into the Prince George Cougars and the standard that's set, and it seems like, you know, those are two of many, but it seems like all the young guys have really fit in seamlessly with this group.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think starting back to when I first came here, that standard was switched around in the organization, and new players coming in. The veteran guys held you to a certain standard, and I think we're doing the same thing here, and all these guys are buying right into our culture, and they're huge parts. I mean, Phoenix has gotten lots of opportunity lately playing with Doomer, and he's done a great job just being reliable, and Finney getting a little jump to the third line, and he's doing well. So it's, yeah, I mean, so much buy-in from everyone in that room. There's not enough good things I could say.
Honestly, how fatigued do you think the team is? And you guys battled and had to hold on. You knew there was a week coming off. But there's been a lot of games in a short amount of time, in the road, at home, different countries, back and forth, away you go. You must at some point say, thank goodness we got a week off.
Yeah, we're definitely going to enjoy this week, that's for sure. Yeah, I mean, we're still young and still grinding away. So, I mean, everyone's going to be ready no matter what for puck drop, but... yeah, we're definitely going to enjoy this week off.
Yeah,
did
you feel it a little bit more that, hey, thank goodness this is, you know, at this particular point, you just had to sort of gut it through? Could you tell that, you know, you had played a lot of games in a short amount of time?
Yeah, you definitely feel it a little bit on your body for sure. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little more mental when it comes down to these games, especially late in the third period. You just give her all you got, grind it down, and, yeah, just bear down in every situation.
Last one for me, Tarek Parasak. Again, Parasak joining us here in the PG office as the postgame show. Cougars win 3-2, and I'm assuming this must be in the back of your mind a little bit, and that's World Juniors. And the way you're playing right now, in my opinion, you're playing like you should be going to that camp here in, what is it, less than a month. How much stock are you putting into it? I'm assuming it would be so cool to play for your country. You got the opportunity to go to camp in the summer. How are you handling all that as the camp, I guess, kind of coming up soon?
Yeah, I think kind of just handling it like I have my whole hockey career. Definitely had some setbacks. I've never been invited to a Hockey Canada event. So, I mean, to go in the summertime was super special for me, and just trying to do everything I can to hopefully work my way on to a team like that and be a dream come true. But if not, I'm just trying to do all the right things for myself and our team here.
Well put, yeah. As usual.
Yeah, well said, Tarek. Great job tonight, my friend. Great game. Congrats on the win, and enjoy some time off.
Thank you very much.
Tarek Parasak in our post-game show. Appreciate his time, as always. Okay, Harley, should we go to...